The Young Americans Foundation, a conservative-leaning group on campus, has recently been embroiled in a scandal over their speaker event hosting Rick Santorum. The Young Americans Foundation claim that they have been victims of vandalism because over 2,000 of their posters have been torn down. They're calling on the Student Association to condemn the vandals and see what they can do to get to the bottom of this. They are blaming liberal activist groups on campus, who they claim are trying to stifle the speech of the Young American Foundation. The Young American Foundation website also says that George Washington might have misstepped in asking them to pay for extra security to host Rick Santorum after liberal Senator Chris Coons was allowed to speak for the college Democrats without having to pay for any extra security. After all this had passed, it turned out to be a great event as described by the Young Americans Foundation, where Rick Santorum was able to speak to their audience without any sort of provocation during the actual event. This isn't the first time the Young American Foundation has felt like they have been a victim of an illiberal plot to destroy their freedom of speech on campus, noting that many of their pro-life demonstrations have also been interrupted or their signs have been destroyed. This event caused the Young Americans Foundation board to release a strongly worded letter stating that this type of action actually ostracizes students on campus and is an inappropriate atmosphere for anywhere trying to promote an academic lifestyle. They ended their letter by saying, "We will not let the intolerant leftists stop our message from being heard." For WRGW News, I am Ross Parton.